Labour MP declares free speech does not include freedom to generally offend. By Jack Montgomery on October 13, 2020. Labour Shadow Government Minister for Legal Aid, Carl Turner MP, has said that freedom of speech does not include the freedom to generally offend. Turner, a self-proclaimed hashtag lefty lawyer, issued his remarkable statement in response to Brexit campaigner-turned-conservative commentator Darren Grimes defending himself against London police investigating him over an interview in which one of his guests said something offensive. Freedom of speech. Darren doesn't afford people the freedom to make racist remarks or generally offend, the politician declared in a now-deleted tweet, adding, I shall say nothing further given that you say, the Metropolitan Police, are investigating a complaint. The backlash against the lawyer MP was swift and extensive, ranging from members of the public to members of Parliament. Freedom of speech precisely involves the freedom to offend. This is the whole point, from Charlie Hebdo to Voltaire to Rushdie, responded Simon Clark, the Conservative MP for Middlesbrough South and East Cleveland. Of course everyone has the right to freedom of expression, Simon. But that doesn't mean freedom from the consequences from what they have said. Turner shot back, somewhat alarmingly, given the context of Clark's reference to the Charlie Hebdo massacre. As I understand it, the police are investigating complaints. And it is right that they should investigate racist behavior, Turner insisted. The Labour MP spent much of the day issuing similar, effectively copy and pasting similar responses to multiple accounts, as more and more people, including the infamously forthright Ricky Gervais, weighed in on the controversy, but had little success. My great-grandfather had the right to freedom of expression. That he was shot by the government for using it is neither here nor there, apparently, remarked college lecturer Yuan Yiju acidly, in response to Turner's claim that freedom of expression doesn't mean freedom from the consequences of exercising it. The Labour MP did seem to row back on his original position somewhat after deleting his original tweet. With freedom of speech comes the right to be offensive, he conceded. But it does not bring with it the right to commit criminal offences, he added, rendering his concession meaningless if not nonsensical, given the alleged criminal offences in question involve broadcasting illegal speech. It is also questionable whether freedom of speech in Britain, such as it is in Britain, really does include the right to be offensive, given people such as YouTube comic Marcus Count Dankula Meacham have indeed been convicted for causing gross offence. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.